Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Brachas Lamed Tes, Brachas 39a, pagination page 77. However, I'm going to start with 2.5 lines on the previous page. So if you'll join me on Lamed Ches Amad Beis 38b, page 76, about 15 lines from the top, the first word on the line is Omer, and then you'll see a little gimel, which is a side note, notation, to tell you that we rule like this, and that gives us a bit of an overview to the Gemara that we want to do today. The Gemara is dealing with Hilchos Brachos, laws of blessings, before eating food. And there are foods that have a specific logical bracha, and if they're cooked, then the bracha changes. Now, sometimes it'll change as an upgrade, because until now it was a weird food, so to speak, and if you cook it, it'll become a normal food. In our time, we might say an onion fits that description. That as a raw product, it's fairly mainstream to consider an onion a shahakal because of its sharpness. But if it was cooked or fried, then the bracha would be a hadama, because ultimately an onion grows in the ground and it's a product of the ground. The flip side would be that there might be foods which are normal in their raw state, but if you cook them, they become odd, and they might be downgraded to a shahakol. And therefore the Gemara says, kol shatechilasa bore pri ho adama, if it started off as adama, shalako, but you cooked it, keyword, shahakol niya bedvaro, it could switch to a shahakol, because it's being downgraded. V'chol shatechilasa shahakol, and if it started off as a shahakol niya bedvaro, shalako, and then you cooked it, it's talking about vegetables, bore pri ho adama, it'll become a bore pri ho adama. Let's move on to today's daf, and the place to find it on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph 39a is about 9 lines from the top, Ogur Bisocho at the beginning of the line, and then we begin. Neima Kitanoi. Let's say that this statement of shalakos, of cooking vegetables, that changes its status, is a machlokis. Dahanu terei talmidei, there were two students, Dava Yaspik Hamed de Bar Kapara, who was sitting in front of Bar Kapara, who is the sage. Heviu lefan of kuruv, vitur maskin, upragios. They brought in front of them cabbage, some other type of cooked vegetable, and pragios are meat, coming from a small bird. Nosan bar kapara reshus le'echad mehem levarech, and bar kapara gave authorization to one of them to lead the blessing. Lametes amid aleph in brachas. Kofatz ubirech al hapragios, and the student jumped forward. Now, the Gemara is, even in the story, before we critique, is already acknowledging it was kofatz. He jumped. He did something that was impulsive, and he made the bracha on the meat. Ligleg alav chaveiro, and his friend made fun of him. So we need to know what happened here. Kos bar kapara. Bar kapara got angry. Omar, and in his first initial spurt, he said, lo alam avarech ani kois. I'm not angry about the person who made the bracha. And he apparently made the wrong bracha, perhaps. Ela al hamalagleg anikois. I'm angry at the person who made fun of him. Im chaveirecha dome kimishelo toam ta'am basar. If your friend is like somebody who never ate meat in his life, in other words, he loves the meat. He never did it. He wants to do it now. It's chaviv. It's dear to him. And that should take precedence. The shahakal on the meat should take precedence because he likes it. meolam. Ata amalig lagta olav. What are you making fun of him? That's where he's coming from. So he's upset with the person who made fun. Chazava omar. Then he turned around and said, Lo ala malag liyani kois. I'm not angry at the person who made fun of you. El ala mavorich ani kois. I'm angry with you for making the bracha the way you did. Va'amar, and he said, Im chachma ein kan. Maybe I'm not wiser than you, but zikna ein kan. I'm not older than you. Before you make a bracha on a specific item, when you're honored to do so, you should have consulted me instead of walking into this thing. Now, it would seem, especially from the next line, Tana, we learned, Ushneim lehotziu shenosan, both did not live the year, that what they did was not something casual. And Bar Kapara was makpid, he was offended by what just happened. And it must have been a bit of a fight. It was out of turn. He was laughing at him, and he got very offended. The Marsha mentions that the problem over here is the principle of mora halacha befnei rabo, of acting disrespectfully in front of a Rebbe by ruling on a halachic matter that the Rebbe should have been consulted on in his presence. That's considered an offense. We find it, for example, in the story of Shmuel. When he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Shmuel paskins a halacha that shechita can be done by a non-kohen, and Eli takes offense, and there was a question that Shmuel was going to be killed if not for his mother intervening. So even though by us honor is no longer sacred, and ruling in front of a Rebbe, we don't even know what's the problem, but this is considered a significant offense, and the disrespectful interaction that happened in front of Bar Kapara was enough for him to object and for heaven to intervene that a serious offense had happened.
What, because it was a controversial issue to begin with, right?
Apparently there was what to talk about. The Gemara is going to try to develop what to talk about, but correct, that's why we brought it in. We brought it in because we're trying to figure out what is the bracha on cooked foods. Mm-hmm. Is it adama or shahakal? And whatever bracha that is, what would the pro or the con be to make the shahakal on meat? In other words, meat, we know what bracha it is. Is the bracha on the other items shahakal? And the objection was you should have made the bracha on the other items for some reason. Or is the objection that this one is shahakal, that one's the adama, and you should have made the bracha on the adama? So the Gemara starts off like this. My lav, b'ha kamifligi. Probably, this is what they argued about. Right? So we're done with the story. Ethics, philosophy, halacha of in front of a Rebbe has to authorize, that's the concept of smicha. Perhaps, all of that discussion, we just put on hold. It's not for now, we're learning brachas right now. We want to know what was the objection between the two students. Perhaps they're arguing like this. The mevarich sava shalako suprogios shakal niyavidvaro, that the person making the bracha held that everything is a shahakal, hilka chaviv adif, so he can make the bracha on whichever one is more dear. So he chose the meat, and Bar Kapara explained, he likes the meat. What do you want to do? O malaglik savar, and the one who laughed said, logic was, shalakos barapriya adama. The cooked vegetables are adama. Progio shakol niyabidvaro. Shakol is for the meat. Hilkach pira adif. You should make a bracha on the adama because it's a more definitive bracha. Lo, the Gemara objects. That's not clear that that's what they were arguing about. It could be that the cooked food and the meat are both shahakal. So what difference does it make which one you make a bracha on? The argument was like this. You should do what's dear. The cabbage, the cooked food, was better designed because it sustains. This is a very interesting Gemara. We, perhaps in our generation, are a little bit protein over-focused, and our focus would be that the meat sustains, a good piece of meat. And the Gemara is saying exactly the opposite logic, that the kruv, the cooked cabbage, should have gotten the bracha, according to that opinion, because it sustains, as opposed to the meat, even though they're both shahakol. Going back to our perspective in halacha from the original statement that we said from the previous daf, you'll have foods that in its cooked form, it'll change bracha. It'll change if it's getting better from a shahakol to adama, or it'll change if it's being downgraded from a adama to a shahakol. Yashar koach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov.